Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome to this, dare I say, emergency episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy. Emergency episode.
Okay, Sammy, why are we here today?
We're doing an episode because a photo was posted of Khloe Kardashian. It's so embarrassing. That is really why we're doing the episode. We can break down like the facts of the scandal, but...
Yeah, let's break down the facts of the scandal. And also I need to share what I originally thought. Like I read the headline like last night about like what happened. And I literally thought there was like a sex tape released accidentally, or like there was like a, I thought there was like a sexy naked photo that like Tristan accidentally released. And that's what they were trying to like, that's what I thought. And then I learned, then I saw what it was. And then I thought it was an actual joke. So Sammy, do you want to break down what happened?
So basically there was a leaked, unedited photo of Khloe in a bikini that was released. It's unclear who originally leaked it. Some people say it was a Kardashian assistant. Some say it was leaked from Kris Jenner's mom, MJ, who if you watch the show, you know who MJ is, from her Finsta.
Which is hilarious. Grandma Kardashian has a Finsta.
Right. So the photo got out there and then like people started, it doesn't, okay. The reason that it looks different from all their other photos is because it's just not edited. It just looks like a regular picture that hasn't been touched in any way, but like not a bad picture. Like it's just a picture.
Looks great.
Right. So basically like Kim start and people shared the photo because it looked different obviously than her usual, so Kim started like direct messaging people telling them to take down the pictures and legally threatening them, and then some people actually got like locked out of their accounts if they
on Twitter
like, because they yeah on Twitter because they had the photos up. So like Twitter and like the whole social media like industry is like behind this, like is like down to protect this photo of Khloe. Kim she messaged an Instagram account that calls people out for photoshopping called at the good, the bad, and the fake three, and she asked them to take it down because it has been doctored and it is in the worst possible lighting. First of all, it's in natural light, like outside.
She's like, look, let's describe the photo. She's standing outside in front of a pool. So in sunlight.
Yeah, so normal.
And looks great. like, she looks like a person. And it just looks, yes. I was like, when I saw this, I genuinely thought this was the joke. I'm like, this isn't it. This isn't the one they're threatening to have, like, scraped from the interweb. Like, this is not
it. No, it is, though. So then the chief marketing officer for KKW, which I don't know why KKW, what KKW has to do with this, sent in a statement. The color edited photo was taken of Chloe during a private family gathering and posted to social media without permission by mistake by an assistant. First of all, like, how do you post something like that by mistake? I feel like MJ posted
it. She just took it and posted it. And they're like trying, and Kim is embarrassed.
Right.
And she's Kim having it taken down. I think that Chloe is, by the way, that is how you say her name. She on the reality TV show by Bravo Andy, they were interviewing her and he says Chloe and she's like, thank you. That's the correct way to say my name. But which I find hilarious. Well, Chloe is like, Chloe's probably mortified. She's so upset.
Chloe is the unedited version and Chloe is the edited version.
Yeah, Chloe versus Chloe. So we just saw the real Chloe and she's probably mortified.
We saw the real Chloe.
She's whoever, accent a goo or not, she was mortified. And Kim is probably like, I'll help, sister. And so she's just like, let me get my powerhouse KKW chief marketing officer on this terribly. Like, this was terribly, like, they tried to do that, like, PR, like, scandal thing. But the fact that it's not scandalous is the crazy part.
It just makes them look ridiculous. And then there's, like, the actually fucked up parts of, like, that it is fucking up people's accounts.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about why we needed to make this an episode. Because obviously this has to do with our show.
Because we talk about celebrities, we talk about photo editing all the time. Anytime there's like a celebrity weight related scandal, like that is really relevant to us.
We talk about bikinis.
Bikinis, yeah. No, I mean, I don't think there's a question why this is relevant to us. And I think that this is actually, like, the way they reacted to this is the harmful part, not the release of the photo. Like, the photo's whatever. It's good picture. She looks good in it. She looks so pretty. Like, she looks natural and good. And the what's a joke is what they consider imperfections. And it shows that they genuinely want to look like these cyborgs because, like, there's in the photo, like, the only thing is that, like, the skin texture isn't smoothed over and, like, you know, there's shadows and, like, areas that, like, they might have tried to make there not be a shadow. But she does not look appreciably different. Like, maybe small things, but, like, her stomach is flat. Like, she looks really good and happy. And it's just, like, when they find the picture got out there, whatever, they should put more of those out there. But the way they reacted to it is the harmful part, because the message they're sending is like, no, you cannot see a photo of someone that is not perfectly retouched and stretched and, like, all these things.
I just think it's also, like, interesting because, like, for a while now, Chloe, like, takes a picture, she posts it, and no photos look like the same person. And now, finally, there is a photo of the real Chloe, and we're all like, you look great. This is, and yet she wants to scrape it. So it clearly shows how fucked up she really, or, like, how much she's struggling personally. And I decided to watch this season of The Kardashians, since it's the last one. I haven't watched in so many seasons. But you could tell that she is the one who cares the most about what people think. She is, like, historically been the one that is the most, I think, insecure. I think she gets the worst rap about, or used to get the worst rap about her looks back mm-hmm. when that was
all the time.
What people did all the time. I think she's the most concerned with what people think. In a family of people who that's their whole, like, job. But I think that this really shows how fucked up and, like, toxic it really is over there in the Kardashian camp with KK. And I feel really sad. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I'm kind of happy that there is this, like, now backlash about their reaction being ridiculous, not, like, a backlash about how she looks, like, the, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Maybe 5-7 years ago, the backlash would be like, oh, you can see her abs, or like, you know, there would be actual negative press. But now the press is like, you're crazy. Release more of these, you know?
Yeah.
That part makes me happy and like a little bit hopeful for the direction of the world.
I'm just like so sick of these people. I know I've been saying that for years. Like, I'm so sick of them, because especially Chloe has Good American, which they clearly are taking efforts to make it like a more inclusive, size inclusive brand. Mm-hmm. Yet you can't have a real picture of her when she doesn't. I hate to make it about how she actually looks, because it should be besides the point. But the way that she looks in the photo does damage on its own, because she looks so good in it.
Mm-hmm. Clearly, she feels like a different person than what the message of Good American is. She doesn't feel the same as her show, Revenge Body. You know, like, it's not the same. And I feel for her, because that's the brand they've decided to curate for Chloe. I can't say Chloe anymore, for Chloe. And she doesn't feel like that's her, because she clearly still feels like insecure about how she looks. And I get it. I get it. Like, I get why she would. She has gone through her life being like the third sister, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One is the least interesting, and one is considered, you know, like the world says. But, and it this whole thing exposed that, like, that distance from the brand of Good American.
Mm-hmm.
Versus how Chloe actually feels. Clearly, they're like willing to be inclusive to all body types, but Chloe is not willing to expose her, unless she's not willing to not appear perfect.
Right, which is so sad, because like, I feel like, kind of like what you said, now whenever any photos come out of her and she looks ridiculous, like, people just mock it. No one's like, you look amazing. Like, no one's saying you look so great and like, you know, you should keep doing this. Everyone's just talking about how ridiculous it looks, because it's fake. Like, you don't look like a human. But
I know. The belly button always looks so, is the telltale sign to me that it looks so fake, because there's no, it's Barbie stomach. Like, there's no shadowing or no, there's nothing around the stomach.
Right.
And I'm like, this looks weird to me. When it's fake, when it actually is doctored.
Right, right.
Doctored like, not photo. When it's not doctored.
Right, it's funny that because it's a lie. It's literally the opposite. It's like, the other photos are the doctored ones. This is the real photo. And Kim's right. Calling it the doctored one. But it's not.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your own fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some Smalls to my friend in Brooklyn who is fostering kittens, and they took to it right away. It is delicious. It is nutritious. It is easy to serve. Yum, yum, yum. Eat it up. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
Let's read some of the DMs we got today in response to this coming out on DST, because it shows that this is the sentiment, not the one that is coming from the Kardashians or KKW's chief marketing officer, aka Kim Kardashian's Twitter account. Right. Okay, let's read some.
They need to put out more photos like this, not do damage control. Totally agree.
Agreed.
Like, because the photo, she still looks amazing in the photo. Her stomach is totally flat. It's just that it looks like human skin. Rather
they're
than
the
like,
ones creating the damage.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Okay, next one. It's triggering, to say the least. Undoes a lot of mental / emotional work people do.
Totally, which is why they should not be on a pedestal, because they are harmful. They are toxic to people's minds and wallets. No, but it's going to be on Hulu.
The show's ending. Oh, yeah. Is it?
I thought they were ending it and then they're just putting it on another network. I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing.
I can't remember. Honestly. Next one. Sounds like her perspective does not align with the good American inclusivity branding. Exactly what we just said.
Yeah. Her body looks normal, so deleting it makes me feel shame for having a similar body. Yeah, that's like the crux of the issue. Is that like you're telling everyone if your body looks like this, aka perfect, but it's a normal picture, you're not okay.
Exactly. It could have been so good if she was just like, everyone come, like if this came out, and everyone would have been, and they let it play out like, oh my God, picture leaked of Chloe and she's not edited. And she could be like, I'm proud of this photo. I didn't approve it. And you clearly know exactly what I look like. But she can't. Even on the show, there was a conversation I think she was having with, like, I don't know, her sisters or this Scott, and they were talking about it. She's like, I'm just sick of like whatever. Oh, she was talking about like the backlash she's afraid to receive with people knowing that she's kind of shadily back with Tristan because he cheated on her. And that like, she's like, I'm just sick of people's opinions of like what, of my relationship status, of this and that. And then she goes, what my face actually looks like. Like, that's something she said. So it's clearly.
But she's the one who makes people wonder that.
She has severe, like, face body dysmorphia. That's just obviously what it is. And we're seeing it play out in real time.
I feel like of all the Kardashians, she was probably the most damaged by all of this. Like, she's had the worst go, I would say, Khloe, by a lot. She's the one editing it, though. So, like,
because of that damage, though.
Right.
Let's read them more.
I would be 2,000,000% less insecure about my body if I saw more photos like that. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder that it's not always as it seems.
That's a good one.
But the thing is, it definitely doesn't seem, no one thinks those other pictures of her are real. So this is really how it is.
But it's easy to, like, question it. It's easy to be like, how much editing is she actually doing? Like, the ones with her face, it's clear that it doesn't look like her. And you could see her on TV. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think that is an important point to make. Because especially I think they're also saying it's not always as it seems, because you're also seeing how, like, their incredible, like, response to it shows that it's not always as it seems. She isn't as confident as she comes off. And actually, maybe if she shared some of that insecurity or that vulnerability, she would be even more liked than the other ones.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay, other way. Her daughter and girls everywhere are watching her body be deemed not good enough. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the real harm.
Yeah, and the next one is kind of related. I worry about my daughter taking all this in and thinking she should hate her body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of young girls who are seeing this don't see this thought process either. They just take it for what it is and they'll remember it. Hopefully somebody's telling them, this is not the way to think.
Right. We need to stop giving the Kardashians a platform if they're going to act like this.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't see how that's going to, like, ever go away. But yeah.
Yeah. The last two could have been a teaching learning moment, but the K's went and ruined it again. Yep. And last one, it's interesting because why can't that just be them? We wouldn't love them less. Yep.
Yep. In fact, yep. I'd like them more.
I would like them more. But the thing is I've thought about this all the time, is like that they can't, they've been in it for too long and they're too obsessed with their image. That's their whole job. And they can't go back.
Yeah.
It's not possible. I, like, watch Kim and, like, how she acts and what she says and just, like, what she does. And it's just not possible. She's like the queen of image.
I think Kim Kardashian is possibly, like, one of the most toxic people who is not, like, obviously a toxic person.
You know what? I'd like to see what happens to them, because it's not over, right?
No, it's never going to be over.
But, like, it's never going to be over, but it's never going to be the same. So I want to see what, like, clearly this is a sign of it cracking. The fact that their show is ending is a sign of it cracking. Like, things are, I think it's never going to be the same, and things are going to change for them.
Like, what though? It's like, it never actually, yeah, like, it's been cracking for years.
Also, it came out today that she's, like, a billionaire, right? It's just not, yeah. Things are not always, they don't pivot fast enough. They're ending the show. I don't know, like, what's going to happen on Hulu, but they're ending the show because everything that happens on the show already happened on Instagram, like, 5 months ago. So it's, like, not quick enough. So I just wonder what's going to happen to them. Are they going to make the brand all their children? Are they going to fall to the back? I don't see that happening either. So what are they going to try to hold on to? That's really the question. The time goes on, and that's their least that's the thing they can't control. So.
But even if they were just like, okay, we're going dark. They could go dark and have, like, the most incredible lives. They don't need to keep bringing in this money.
I don't know. They have a big expenses.
Okay, well, then maybe cut back a little. Like, you don't need that many Birkin bags. I'm sorry. You just don't. Like,
that's not an a recurring expense. Recurring expenses are your homes and your cars.
Okay, so maybe you have one less home, one less car. Like, I don't think it's that. Like, when you have so much shit, just cut it back. Just cut it back.
Anyway, guys, let us know what you think about this whole scandal about Chloe and just everything that's happened today. And yeah, just let us know what you think. And you can email us dst@betches.com. We'll be back for an episode, our normal Thursday episode tomorrow. And DM us at DieStarsTomorrow. And that's pretty much it. We're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.